In his briefing to the Assembly last week, Fairbanks Borough Mayor Carl Castle outlined anticipated budget challenges facing the borough and the school district. He singled out a statewide $6 million cut the governor put against school transportation.
The school district is going to have a challenge, a huge, huge challenge. They're already talking some pretty serious numbers. We don't have a lot of wiggle room underneath the tax cap.
Castle says under the tax cap, the borough can't adjust for cuts in state and federal funding. And last year's $3 million hit to school construction debt reimbursement drained the borough's general fund.
There is less than $2 million that we could possibly increase the overall budget between the school district and the borough.
Lisa Pierce is the Fairbanks School District's chief financial officer. She says there's real concern about cuts to the school transportation budget this year.
The effect to the Fairbanks North Scarborough School District at this point is estimated to be a reduction of about $700,000 to our transportation account.
And Pierce says this is on top of a pricier contract the district struck with First Student, the local school bus operator. She says for now the district is rolling the governor's numbers into the budget package they'll unveil next week. But school officials are braced for more cuts from lawmakers. In Fairbanks, I'm Robert Hannon.